Felt good. Always feels rusty, even though it came to pre-camp, you know, completions or not, man. It always just feels awkward. You know, you're playing football again at this kind of level, this kind of speed. It's always going to feel a little rusty, but not as rusty as the first day last year. So that means we're progressing. We're going the right direction. So, but it's always fun, man. It's always fun to come out here and compete.
You've already talked in the offseason. I know every year you come in with high expectations, but this year it's kind of expected.
Yeah.
How do you come in with that?
Yeah, you know, I've been asked that, you know, obviously a lot of times this offseason. And, you know, it's a true story, but we were 0-10 at one point, and I still thought we were going to win the Super Bowl, you know. And someone had to literally tell me, no, you're mathematically eliminated. You're not going to the playoffs, you know. You know, it doesn't matter to me. You know, I am the hardest person on me at all times. You'll probably see me complete a ball sometimes, and why did Derek get mad? I want it to be perfect, man. And so I put so much pressure on myself that, you know, I don't get caught up in, oh, we expect this or expect that. I already expect, you know, greatness and perfection, you know, and I saw that in C. Wood. I saw that in Tuck. That's the guys I learned it from. And so that's how I strive, you know, to be every day out here as well.
Do you have to make sure that some other guys don't pay too much attention to that? Do you, as a leader of the team, is that something that you do?
Yeah, when you need to. Yeah, absolutely. Thank goodness I haven't had to say anything. You know, we have, you know, talking to a lot of guys around the league, a lot of friends that I have, we have a great group of guys here that don't get caught up in anything, good or bad, you know. You know, obviously my rookie year shows, you know, the bad. We were the same guys. We were still working our tails off at practice. You know, we were still, you know, competing tough and all those things, just like we were 10-0, you know. And so the same thing happened last year. We started getting a little bit of success. It didn't matter, man. We just kept it going. We just kept grinding. You see guys doing extra stuff. You know, when the extra stuff stops, when the hard work stops, that's when you need to worry, you know. So I just always keep my eyes open. I talk to coaches, different positions. You know, I talk to, you know, strength coaches to make sure, is everyone still focused? Are they all getting their lifts in? Are they doing everything? And, you know, so far everybody's doing the right things.
You were at the pre-camp warm-up. Why did it mean something to you to be there?
Get the soreness out of the way, you know, you get that soreness out of the way, and you get that, like I said, there's always going to be, like, rusty, you know, it's always going to be rusty, you know. You've been throwing routes on air and, you know, some one-on-ones here and there, but it's nothing like coming out here and playing football. So I like to be as ready as I can for when all the vets get here, you know, so I'm hitting, you know, most of my targets and where I want it. That way, you know, they can, you know, perform and show what they need to do as well. You know, a lot rides on the quarterback position, and you want practice to flow good and all those things. Quarterback's got to complete balls and do the right things, you know, make the right checks, put us in the right runs, all those kind of things. So a lot goes into it, you know, but it's always important to me to get here early, especially, you know, I think in my head, I need to train as if I'm that rookie still competing for that starting job, even though they told me, you'll play down the road, you know. I still want that same mindset, that same chip on my shoulder. That's still that second round thing, you know, that still bugs me, you know, that, you know, I still let that, those little things, you know, it's not what drives me, it's not what I play for, but it's little things that motivate me to want to be better all the time.
With Clive having missed the offseason and a lot of training camp last year, how important is it for you to try to get an extra work with him and just make sure you guys are really riding on the same page going into this year?
Yeah, really important. Really important because he's such a weapon. You know, and we saw, you know, he, you know, the little that he played, he's very productive, you know, making big plays, explosive gains down the middle, I think, versus Kansas City. The Vikings ran a nice corner route on a good cornerback. And Xavier Rhodes caught a touchdown. So, I mean, we see little glimpses, and that's what you want to see in a rookie. You know, you see little glimpses, but now, you know, getting more time with him, more, you know, more timing. You'll see him every day. We come out to warm up. As soon as he comes out, he comes straight to me and wants to catch from me. You know, so he is also, I can't do it all myself, you know, grabbing him all the time. You know, he has to come and say, hey, Derek, come get me, because I got a million things on my mind. So he does a really good job of grabbing me, saying, hey, throw to me. And, yes, sir. You know, no problem. You know, that's the kind of things that we need, and that's how he is.
Hey, Derek, I know you're not thinking about this today, but with an eye on the future, how much have you kind of monitored what Mark Davis is doing with Las Vegas and talks about possibly moving the franchise?
Yeah, no, obviously I hear as much as y'all do, like on ESPN and stuff. You know, but once football starts, it becomes really easy not to listen to it, you know, because we're getting coached up. You have to perform, you know, to keep your job, you know, and to excel at your job, you know. So once football starts, it's easy. But during the off season, you hear those things and you're like, you know, you just, you wonder, like, oh, is it going to happen? Is it not? Oh, well, you know, we know we love Oakland. We love the city. I love our fans. You know, if we were to go somewhere else, that's Mr. Davis's plan. We're going to love them too. You know, it's all up to him. You know, to us, we're going to play ball, and we're going to play for the Raider Nation. You know, and that's what I know.
This is the first day that you've gone up against the entire new secondary, having to practice against them each and every day with the long guys on the outside and
yes.
Joseph and Nelson. Is that maybe going to help you because you're going to have to make typos of it? You know,
yes.
There's talent there to burn you. Talk about that relationship.
You hit it right on the head, man. You know, they're so talented and so long that the windows are even shorter, you know, even smaller. You know, they say the windows, you know, from high school, you know, college to pros, well, playing against these guys, it's like this, you know. Right. Sometimes you'll throw it on time, you'll have the right feet, you'll have an accurate ball, and they'll still make the play. And that's only going to push everybody. You know, it's going to push our receivers to run a better route. It's going to push me to, you know, try and make a more accurate ball, try and throw it earlier, trying to whatever we can. It's nothing but a good thing to go against those guys because they're so talented, and they're really good at hiding their coverages.
Right.
And especially when they're playing behind Khalil Mack, you know, they're going to be really good.
Hey, Derek, as far as the relationship with Amari goes, I know you guys have been bugged mates a little bit. How's the relationship growing and building, and you bonding anymore at all?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we're roommates, man, for camp. Me and Cooper kicking it, having long, drawn-out conversations, as he does with you guys. You know, getting really, you know, deep, you know, talking to each other, you know, finding out what's really in there. No, I'm just kidding, man. But we are roommates. We're having a great time, man. It's good to come back and just talk ball with him. You know, we can he tells me his goals. You know, I share my stuff with him. And we're able – I know how he thinks. I know how he – you know, likes to go about his business. I know what he likes to do off the field. You know, I want to, you know, him and I should have the best relationship ever. You know, same thing with all my receivers and all my teammates, really. But the fact that we're roommates only helps, you know, because we get to see each other away from football, away from the coaches. And, you know, it's been awesome. You know, actually, I think he got up to go to the bathroom last night and is like, all the blankets were on the ground. I thought he was sleeping on the ground. I was like, hey, man, if that's what you do, bro. Do it, man. He's like, hey, man. I don't know, your back hurts or something. I don't know. But
during the month that you're away, between the end of mini camp and this start, did you hear from a lot of people, like friends, about the expectation about this team? There's a lot of talk from the outside about how people think this team is a lot better than it has been.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially like, you know, like friends that play in the NFL. You know, my buddies that don't play in the NFL, they don't talk about it at all because they know I'll just tell them to stop. You know, I'll just be like, hey, bro, enough of that. Let's go work out. they don't even bring it up. But my buddies that play in the NFL, they say, man, I've played against so-and-so. Man, he's awesome. I played against so-and-so. Man, he's really good. You know, he's tough. You know, all these things. Say, man, y'all are going to be really good. You know, you hear those things. And, you know, those are just more casual, just football talks, you know. But my buddies that don't play, we shut it off at the door. Like, yeah, man, let's just get our work in.
Derek, with the absence of Charles Woodson and Justin Tuck, do you now feel responsible to kind of shoulder a greater load in terms of leadership?
Yeah, you know, I'm always going to be myself, just like I was last year. If I need to say something, I will. I like to talk, you know, and lead guys that way, but I also like to just shut my mouth and go to work, you know, and show them that way as well. You know, so I'm always, you know, just go with how I feel, man. Go with, where it leads me.
Derek, did you play with Kyrie Wilson at Fresno?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yes.
So two Fresno guys, two Bakersfield guys. How hard are you rooting for a guy like that to maybe to make a push to make this roster?
Oh, yeah, every time he makes a play. I did it when Harp was here. I do it every time we have a Fresno guy. I yell Fresno every time he makes a tackle or makes a play, and people get sick of it. And, but that's who I am, man. It's about the Bulldogs.
A couple more for Derek, guys.
Derek, year three, obviously you got a lot better, 1-2. It gets harder and harder to improve the better you get. Where specifically do you feel room for improvement?
Yeah, got to be more efficient, you know, and that's so finite and I can pick it apart, you know, in just eight different columns, you know, but the biggest thing is like, you know, I know the offense, you know, I know those things. What are the details of the offense now? What are things I can say in the huddle to remind guys, hey, versus this, do this. Hey, versus this, I need you here. Now it's just about growing it, you know. We have the meat and potatoes of it, you know, down. Now all the extra stuff, all the sides and all that stuff is the little things that, you know, I'm trying to figure out and do those things and really work on during training camp.